And greetings once again. Welcome. Hola. Bienvenidos. Hola. Aloha. Weini hao. Namaste. Konnichiwa. Guten Tag. Bonjour. Salam. Shalom. Peace. And may there be peace in the streets in my little hometown. Now hosting the Repub Oil Can National Convention. To get away from it all, if I still lived in New York, I probably would be taking a nice stroll in Central Park today myself. This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden, the planet's first and only commercial vegan radio show, where all problems of the world, from human disease to world hunger to environmental destruction to moral decay, can be traced to that one little mass addiction plaguing the human race: meat eating and dairy consumption. Whew, meat destroys everything it touches, and apparently everyone who touches it. And now meat and dairy might be the undoing of the Kerry presidential campaign. You know, a vegan presidential candidate such as Dennis Kucinich or Ralph Nader would never have to face this problem. But Pennsylvania is a key state in the bid for the White House. So a couple of weeks back, John Kerry, who, well, when in Philadelphia, do as the Philadelphians do. A few weeks back, John Kerry ordered a Philly cheesesteak sandwich at a popular South Philly joint. Only, gasp, he ordered a Philly cheesesteak sandwich with Swiss cheese, when the traditional recipe in this, it's the height of gastronomic sophistication. The usual recipe requires Cheese Whiz. Oh, yes. Or occasionally just Whiz. Provolone or Provolone or American. But Swiss cheese? William Penn would be proud of how his state's people have evolved. Pat's Steaks in South Philly. Kerry ate daintily. That's how it was described by the Washington Post. You're supposed to take messy, big, Neanderthal-type bites. Now, that's what you would expect of George W. Bush, who was on the news saying all the past week. The reason he's visiting Pennsylvania over and over and over again is the Philly cheesesteak sandwich. However, I suppose if anyone questions John Kerry's bravery now, he actually goes into a place called Pat's Steaks and actually ate something? That seems like bravery to me, but the Bush people will spin it. They'll harp on the word daintily. Personally, I think that Kerry should fire the staff member who arranged such a dangerous mission for him, probably his most dangerous mission since Vietnam. But I would so much rather vote for someone without a taste for blood. Kucinich, Nader, I dream of the good old days when I dreamed of voting for vegans. Well, at Pat's Steaks website, it says, quote, "What is a Pat's cheesesteak? It's quite simple," it says. Or is it for the simple-minded? I says. Anyhow, back to quoting the website. It is a combination of all the freshest ingredients that can be found. And, apparently you just can't find anything fresher than decomposing body parts to, just make your system have a cow. Quote again, it's ribeye steak, sliced thin, onions, cheese, and of course, the freshest Italian bread you can find. I mean, you got to believe the bread is fresh if the corpse is so fresh too, huh? Quote, put them all together and you've got a Pat's Philly cheesesteak. Continuing the quote, can't you just smell that cheesesteak? Can't you just smell that cheesesteak? That's the actual line they use on their website to entice you to enjoy their cadaver cuisine. Can't you just smell that cheesesteak? And it was just reported in the British press that a worker at a meat processing plant actually died from the stench emitted from an area holding a concentration of animal entrails. A second worker who went to check on the first one also collapsed and died from an inhalation of that stench. But can't you just smell that cheesesteak? Must be something like when, you know, you're happily shopping at a Whole Foods, getting that organic produce and bagging some organic cashews, and, you know, you're walking along minding your own business. Then it hits you. Ah! The stench of the meat aisle. It makes me kind of feel, well, when that happens, actually kind of makes me feel like those two British workers, but can't you just smell that cheesesteak? However the election turns out, though, apparently the leader of the free world eats steak. In the age of mad cow disease, the leader of the free world is willing to do anything. Now, aren't they two of the most intelligent people in our population? Yet the leader of the free world is willing to eat poop to get elected. And you just can't keep the poop off the meat. That's where E. coli originates, you know, and there are all of these recalls all the time for E. coli because of fecal matter on meat. And, okay, all I could say is, hey, John Kerry, sign me on to help you get elected for a small consulting fee. I think I can win Pennsylvania for you and still save your brain. Well, now, George W., well, I know it's a little too late for you. So, anyway, Senator Kerry, you can go to Pat's steak. You can smell that cheesesteak if you like, but have your campaign director pull a switcheroo with a Philly cheesesteak sandwich from Native Foods. They have restaurants in Westwood, Newport Beach, Palm Desert, and the sandwich is vegan. Vegan Philly cheesesteak. I love them. I'm there all the time for that. So show us you're smart, capable of leadership. Now, you may think that I offer such advice to John Kerry because I have such political ambitions that he might say to me,
oh, new one. I know, and you're going to be the hottest controversial vegan talk show host on the face of the planet.
But actually, John Kerry, I say, hire me as campaign director for Mock Meats. Not only will I mock meats, which of course I do on a regular basis on the show, but promise me a future cabinet level position for director of Homeland Mock Meats. I promise, mock meat in every pot. Wasn't that Herbert Hoover? He's like, chicken in every pot or something. Well, that's our campaign promise. Mock meat in every pot. Right now, though, during the campaign, through the campaign, let's just substitute that mock meat, okay? And I'll tell you, we can build a total platform for Kerry. It can be done. In fact, it's what would save America. It would save California. What, you know, I mean, just understand, you would have a hard time, though, at the moment, I'm sure, John Kerry, politically, just coming out for a vegan vegetarian policy. So during the campaign, we can substitute mock meats for every gathering of meat eaters. They'll never know the difference anyway. Burgers, hot dogs, chicken, Philly cheese steak sandwiches. Introduce a vegan platform gradually over the next few weeks, Senator Kerry, and I believe Americans would see that it's the only way to save America. It's the only way to save California, or, you know, I mean, forget terrorism. War will be about water, and with a predicted population bulge worldwide of 43% by 2050, the population of the United States growing to 500 million, you know, and I told you, 10,000 gallons of water to grow my food as a vegan every year, 320,000 gallons to raise your food as a meat eater every year. Gosh, over 10 years, I've used up 100,000 gallons to grow my food. Over 10 years, you've used 3,200,000 gallons. Isn't there a drought? Isn't there a water shortage as a meat eater? I could feed 32 of me to one of you for your use of water. An acre of land produces 165 pounds of beef. or 20,000 pounds of potatoes. But never mind that at the moment. You know, we'll get more into water issues hopefully a little later in the hour. At the moment, the Repub oil cans are gathered at their National Convention, and they have center stage. And just about, how about that oil? Huh? There's an interesting article in Harper's Magazine, and let's see, it was written, let's see here. The Harper's Magazine article is "The Oil We Eat, Following the Food Chain Back to Iraq." And it was originally from Harper's Magazine in Feb of 2004 by Richard Manning. And it's a very interesting 9-page article. I won't get into that now. I'll just go into one little paragraph in the article. And it quotes, well, it talks about a guest who was on the show, David Pimentel, an expert on food and energy at Cornell University, has estimated that if all of the world ate the way the United States eats, well, humanity would exhaust all known global fossil fuel reserves in just over 7 years. Pimentel has his detractors, it says in the article. Some have accused him of being off on calculations by as much as 30%. Well, it says here, fine, then make it 10 years that we would run out of oil. So that's what the Repub oil can National Convention is all about now, and war of the future over oil and water. And all can be saved if we all go vegan. Not just for me to go vegan, but you got to do it too. And the food is great, and you'll love it, and I encourage you to do so. And we will continue on Go Vegan with Bob Linden coming up in a bit. I want to talk a little bit about Julie Mescal's case, further developments on that, which we discussed last week. Also coming up on the show today, Dr. Richard McClellan of the Animal Legislative Action Network on animal legislation and the people for whom to vote, filling out a questionnaire on their positions on animal issues. All of this on Go Vegan with Bob Linden, the radio show that asks for your support with a tax-deductible donation. Free speech is not free. Airtime on radio stations is expensive, and I have to pay for it every week, and I need your donation. Yeah, show is also supported by vegan and cruelty-free products and services. They're advertising. But please, 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 I need your help, and you get an acknowledgement for your tax records if you make a check payable to Go Vegan and mail it to P.O. Box 220025, Newhall, California, N-E-W-H-A-L-L, Newhall, California, 91322. If you know of events going on in the animal rights vegetarian community and you want me to list them, I would suggest that you call by Wednesday, 818-623-6477, 818-623-6477. You can also email me at govegan@acninc.net, govegan@applecherrynutincorporated.net. I look forward to hearing from you, and I thank you for listening to Go Vegan with Bob Linden. I'm always talking about how delicious Veganaise is. No vegan kitchen should be without it. It dresses up even the simplest foods, like my favorite sandwich, avocado, tomato, and Veganaise. Or is it mashed up chickpeas, celery, onions, and Veganaise? Or a tofu burger with Veganaise? Well, I do know I love it on baked or steamed yams. Well, you think you'd read about Veganaise in a cookbook, it winning the American Tasting Institute Award? So I was surprised to see Veganaise in a book about stroke prevention. Yet there it is, page 194, in Stroke Free for Life by David Weber's MD, Chair, Cerebrovascular Diseases, and Director, Stroke Research Center, Mayo Clinic. And who would know better about a Mayo alternative? Try Veganaise, now in organic. Available at Follow Your Heart, Canoga Park, California, and natural food stores everywhere. And Follow Your Heart also makes vegan gourmet cheese alternatives. They melt. Check it out. You can have pizza, you can have enchiladas, and they can be dairy-free without all the health risks of dairy, the cruelty to the animals. And, you know, a lot of the air pollution around Los Angeles, there were close to 300,000 dairy cows. And, again, you know, where there are so many animals, there's a lot of poop, and there are particulates that go into the atmosphere from the dairy cows and add to our air pollution. That beautiful air that we see out there today that we would prefer not to see when we breathe it, but okay. Well, here we are, and I don't know if you had a chance to come to the veggie queue we had a few weeks ago. It was a wonderful occasion, and on display was a vast array of Earth Vegan footwear. Really, really stylish and very comfortable. Are you familiar with Earth Vegan? Yes, the healthy shoes. Only Earth Vegan footwear features Calso negative heel technology. Designed by Danish yoga master Ann Calso, Earth Vegan promotes a natural way of walking. It's so natural that you'll feel like you're walking barefoot in the sand on the beach. Your head is straight, your shoulders roll back, your spine and pelvis align. Breathing and balance improve, and your toes spread out and relax, and back pain disappears, all from the comfortable shoes that you're wearing from Earth Vegan. These shoes are certified vegan by the Vegan Society of the UK, celebrating its 60th birthday on World Vegan Day, November 1st. Not to be confused with Vegan World Day on the first day of summer. November 1st Vegan World Day is commemorative of the Vegan Society, and World Vegan Day asks everyone to live one day as a vegan. Walk in the shoes of a vegan, which would mean not leather, but which certainly would mean Earth Vegan footwear. And I invite you to go to the website. It's earthvegan.us. earthvegan.us, the phone number 877-746-3364, www.earthvegan.us.
Oh no, now you're going to give it to people. Animal burgers.
Ooh, we wouldn't want to do that, and we wouldn't want to give them cow milk either, and you don't have to, because now you have soy milk, and you have wonderful rice milk. Now, it was official. It was in the San Francisco Chronicle. The article headlined, "Taster's Choice, Local Producer Creams Rice Milk Competitors." New drink rice from Lundberg Family Farms comes in first, light years ahead of all others in a blind taste test by five renowned Bay Area executive chefs, restaurant owners, food critics, and authors. It's got a CD. That song is just stuck in my brain sometimes, that from that CD. My old friend Ken Professor Fillmore, one of the world's best steel drum players. I used to hang out with him in Washington, D.C. when I was the program director of Jazzy 100 over there. Anyway, so these restaurant owners and food critics in the Bay Area all voted organic drink rice from Lundberg Family Farms number one. First place, it was praised for being not overly sweet and for having a slight creaminess. Second place finisher, way in the distance. That was called watery. The third place, watery and boring. The fourth place was said to have a fake vanilla flavor. Others scored too low to rate. So now you can taste test the winner yourself. Drink rice, no surprise, it's from Lundberg Family Farm since 1937. You know, if you go to the bulk bin or you go to your natural food store up and down the rice aisle, you'll see the name Lundberg Family Farms for organic and specialty rice since 1937, Lundberg Family Farms.
Go make your farm blending.
Okay. Oh, so the... Okay. I guess I should have come to rehearsal this week. So... Okay, this is Go Vegan with Bob Linden, the planet's first and only commercial vegan radio show.
This is Go Make Your Farm Blending.
And now it is confirmed that it is the only vegan radio show. And my friend Ken Professor Fillmore in the background there on the steel drums. Probably with good reason that it's still the only vegan radio show. Oh, what happened with Julie Meskel this week? Just a little update on that. There was a court date on Tuesday, I think it was, Tuesday morning. out at West Covina, and we headed out there. I went with my activist friend, VJ, who was on the scene too, and we can open the mic if you have anything to add from what we saw, VJ, but...
Yes, it was shameful.
Shameful.
Boo, 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 boo. Boo, boo.
Well, we planned on a protest, actually, and I had all these signs made up. Gosh, they were like $4 each from Kinko's, and got the backing great. And worked all night the night before to get it together. And within moments of holding the signs near the entrance of the courthouse and talking to people that the Constitution had been banned in the Julie Mescal case. She was arrested for trespassing, and the judge ruled that she couldn't use a constitutional defense, even though the trespass code provides a constitutional defense. It says, you are trespassing if... dot, dot, dot. And then it says, you're not trespassing if you're engaged in constitutionally protected activity. And Julie was handing out flyers at the City of Industry Rodeo. But she was arrested for trespassing, and the part of the code that would have exonerated her, if it would have gone to the jury, saying, well, if you're engaged in constitutionally protected activity, you're not trespassing. Well, the jury didn't even see that part of the code. And Judge Bochner ruled that there's no constitutional defense, no references to right to free speech, which I thought was amazing. So we wanted to let people know that, well, this was an un-American, unconstitutional court and courthouse. And as soon as we were telling people that, out came the sheriff, and they said we'd be arrested for...
But you notice that they did it after... I'm not on?
Yeah, you are.
I am. They did it after the fact that everybody went in, and actually they came out and asked myself and asked Bob that, you know, what was happening and taking place, and Bob explained, and as soon as the last person went in the courthouse, the sheriffs came out to quash our free speech rights.
Mm-hmm. So basically he said, if you continue, I'm going to arrest you, and he came out with a court order preventing free speech near the courthouse. It said can't do it 10 feet from the door, 10 feet from the entrance. And I said, okay, well, we're not, you know, we're well away from the entrance. And he said, no, the entrance out there on the sidewalk, mm-hmm. you know, a million miles away on the perimeter. So anyway, I thought we made our point, and then we went into the courtroom, where surprisingly, I didn't know this would happen, but. Will Daly, who is Julie Mescal's attorney, asked for a total retrial. This is not an appeal. Julie was convicted wrongfully, by the way, but Will Daly asked for a retrial based on jury members having possession of a PETA brochure. And I guess there was some hanky-panky with that. So they are Julie and Will are trying to get a total new trial. And so... didn't ask for the appeal yet. So, you know, the prosecutor, or the Nazi-cuter in this case, Joan Krawczyk, has really had a bad attitude throughout the trial. And I think that's probably, you know, I did see her eating in the food court across the street at McDonald's. So, you know, with Mad Cow in the country, we might, you know, give it over to that. But she actually threw an evidence book at Will Daly.
She exhibits mad cow symptoms.
Right,
really,
right.
Violence
right.
And
I was saying, you know,
out of control attitude.
I thought Bush and Cheney, you know, were evidence of mad cow in the country, and now Nazi-cuter Joan Krawczyk seems to be exhibiting similar behavior. So she throws an evidence book over at Will, and Will said, well, Your Honor, I would never throw anything at the prosecutor, except maybe something with the Constitution in it. And then everybody in the audience broke out in applause. And, you know, you don't do that in the courtroom. And Judge Bochner said, you know, I'm going to clear this courtroom. I'm just going to clear this courtroom with another outburst. She referred to an outburst earlier in the trial. She said, well, we were in recess, and so it won't be reflected in the transcript. But somebody made mention about this being like a Nazi courtroom or something like that. So Judge Bochner mentioned that. And then the Nazi-cuter, Joan Krawczyk, made mention of a press release that's been sent around by In Defense of Animals talking about how unfair this case is and what's going on with that. And the judge said that she had also been getting lots of phone calls and letters, and Nazi cutie Joan Krostek said she's getting phone calls and letters. Judge Bochner said, of course, that wouldn't affect her decision one way or another. But I do think it's important that even a judge in a courtroom has to answer to the public, at least in the sense that the public is watching and aware, and she can't just get away with anything and rob someone of her civil liberties unilaterally without some sort of scrutiny. So Judge Bochner said, no, there is a constitution in this courtroom.
Sure, it was under her desk. She's just not utilizing it.
Yeah, well, she was saying it almost as if she were being defensive. So I think we've made our point. Of course, I kept sinking into my seat lower and lower because maybe I was the one responsible for that first outburst weeks ago. And maybe I had something to do with the writing of these press releases and encouraging people to call Judge Bochner at 626-813-3240. 626-813-3240. This is at the West Covina Courthouse, 1427 West Covina Parkway in West Covina, and keep those cards and letters coming, because I think we're making an impression. But no Rich McClellan on the line. Because I wanted to get into a conversation with Rich, because he's with the Animal Legislative Action Network, and is probably taking his afternoon nap now, because we wanted to talk about the issues associated with voting for judges. I mean, we go into the voting booth and who knows the background of a judge, and especially in this day and age with the persecution and prosecution of anybody who's interested in animal rights, animal liberation, advocates on those causes. Gee, I mean, even being a peace activist now puts you under the microscope of this GovEnron mint. You know, they're going to be using the Fuji blimp over the convention, over the oil can national convention. To me, you know, in America, when the Constitution was still in effect, the blimp was over a football game. But now in post-constitutional America, as shown in Judge Bochner's court, I guess, you know, what can you do, huh? Okay, so, Vijay, you...
Yeah, I just wanted to say that on Monday we went to Zhuzha's trial also, and she was in the middle of testimony.
Well, who's Zhuzha?
Zhuzha is one of our animal activists. She's a volunteer.
With Animal Defense League, you're talking about?
Right.
Well,
she's an individual, basically, as well. It goes out and volunteers at the shelters. And in the middle of her trial giving testimony, the bailiff cleared the entire courtroom and wouldn't allow any of us to sit through her trial, again, unconstitutional.
Ah, right. Well, we should have the right to be in that courtroom. And sometimes, you know, you just can't help laughing. That outburst only came from the, we were just so shocked when the Nazi cuter Joan Krostek put in the motion to exclude the Constitution from the trial, and thought it was a joke and never could have imagined that the judge would go along with it. And then the next day she did. And so we were in a state of shock. And, you know, me and my big mouth, what can I tell you? Gets me in trouble all the time, you know. Arrested in San Diego a little over a week ago at the circus there at the San Diego sports arena. And but we'll see. Next year, I do believe we'll be able to go on the property and break down the paper mache barbed wire that has been there. Okay, with no Rich McClellan, I guess I will move toward the calendar, which could be interesting. All right. Oh, you know, World Farm Animal Day comes up on October 2nd. And you can go to farmusa.org, farmusa.org, to see what's going on, events all around the world to commemorate World Farm Animal Day. And in fact, in the Los Angeles area, you have a Walk for Farm Animals. The Walk for Farm Animals. You can go to the website, walkforfarmanimals.org, coming up on October 2nd. It's in Venice Beach in recognition of World Farm Animal Day. And You can call 949-370-8484 for information. 949-370-8484. That October 2nd day, as I said, World Farm Animal Day, and also Gandhi's birthday, one of the world's greatest vegetarians. Southern California Animal Rights Hotline, if you're interested in the latest on events and demonstrations and boycotts and court support, Southern California Animal Rights Hotline, 310-572-6443, 310-572-6443. Let's see here. If you have a printing job to do, you're associated with an animal rights organization, vegetarian group, you'll get an extra special discount from Shalom Printing. Email shalomprinting@shalomprinting@aol.com. And you will find Shalom Printing in Sherman Oaks on Ventura Boulevard, just east of the 405 at Noble. Now, can you come up with a really cool community awareness campaign about animals? Well, if you come up with the coolest, you can win $5,000. $5,000. Check out the website, saveaheartbeat.com. Saveaheartbeat.com. And we had Gary Charbonneau on a few weeks ago. He's behind this, trying to get people all across the country to get involved with community awareness campaigns about animals. And let Gary know that you're getting involved with this because of Go Vegan with Bob Linden. And if I motivate the greatest number of people to participate, this show will receive $500 itself, which we can certainly use to pay for airtime, because every week we have to pay for airtime. Every week I have to pay for the mini discs. You know, I have to go to Circuit City and get the mini discs. I have to, you know, there's a lot of FedExing going on associated with the show. Okay, let's see. LCA, Last Chance for Animals San Diego update, looking for volunteers to do the booth at the Adams Avenue Street Fair Saturday and Sunday, September 25th and 26th. So at least 3 volunteers are needed per shift each day. That's the Adams Avenue Street Fair, September 25th and 26th. And if you'd like to volunteer, call 619-583-9LCA, 619-583-9LCA, and get involved with the activities of SNAP, Spay and Neuter Action Project in San Diego. Make sure you get involved with SNAP. That's www. And there are lots of events going on, www.snap-sandiego.org. And also, I'm going to have a booth at this. I'd like to see you out there. The Cancer Control Society, its 32nd Annual Cancer Convention on Labor Day weekend. The latest breakthrough information toward the prevention and control of cancer and other diseases through nutrition and all sorts of tests and non-toxic alternative therapies. Those are what would be highlighted at the on the 4th, 5th, and 6th at the Sheraton Universal Hotel, located in Universal City near Hollywood. Sponsored by the Cancer Control Society, this public 3-day event will feature over 50 speakers, 5 movies, and 80 exhibits. I'll be out there, and some of the well-known speakers will be Earl Mindell. And we talk about Earl Mindell and Himalayan goji juice. He'll be talking about antioxidants and cancer. And I want you to know that Himalayan goji juice is just full of antioxidants. And I want you to go to the website regarding Himalayan goji juice. It's www.govegan.freelife.com. govegan.freelife.com. You think that's Rich McClellan calling on the phone there, Leo? Maybe I see the line blinking. So so definitely, and I'll have a booth out there also, and I'll have material related to cancer and veganism. A lot of material from the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. I'll have a booth out there. I'll have material associated with Himalayan goji juice. And go to PCRM.org for information, very credible medical information regarding being vegan and all that could possibly ail you. Okay, regarding the Cancer Control Society, you can call it at 323-663-7801. That's 323-663-7801 to get a program and also doctor referrals. Okay. I guess that wasn't Rich calling because I don't see anybody on the phone anymore. Well, that will give me an opportunity to go into animal news and views. Or should I do a break? Do a break? Let's do a break, and then we'll do animal news and views on Go Vegan with Bob Linden, the planet's first and only commercial vegan radio show, supported by your tax-deductible donation. Hopefully the mimosas are taking effect now, and you can find your way to your checkbook. Write it out to Go Vegan. Okay, the mimosa is making things a little blurry. Hopefully you'll put a few extra zeros before the decimal point and make it out to Go Vegan and mail it to P.O. Box 220025, Newhall, California 91322. If you need to reach me by telephone, it's 818-623-6477. By email, govegan@acninc.net, govegan@applecherrynutincorporated, the letters that start those. And I thank you for listening to Go Vegan with Bob Linden and encourage you to make today the day that you pledge to stop eating animals and get on that healthy road.
Going vegan just got easier. Presenting Follow Your Heart Chicken Free Chicken. Now at natural food stores everywhere. All the taste, none of the bird. Vegan, low fat, low sodium, cholesterol free chicken from Follow Your Heart. 11 grams of protein per 2.5 ounce serving. Ready to serve, delicious hot or cold, like on a sandwich with new organic veggies. You are what you eat. Don't be chicken. Try Chicken Free Chicken. Get some at Follow Your Heart on Sherman Way, a block and a half east of Topanga, Canoga Park, and natural food stores everywhere.
And a restaurant where the chicken would be free of chicken also is Vegetable Delight. 17823 Chatsworth Street in Granada Hills. Phone number 818-360-3997. With weekday lunch specials that are quite affordable, 150 menu items. And you can book your special events and parties, group outings. Great food there made of soy and mushrooms and vegetables and taro root as... This is what it's come to, the centuries of Buddhist monks perfecting the art of vegetarian cooking and replicating the textures and flavors of meat. So you sacrifice nothing and no one. And check it out, Vegetable Delight, 17823 Chatsworth Street in Granada Hills. Me? Okay. Stay with me? I'll stay with me. I will stay with me. Although you're never alone with a schizophrenic, I'm staying. Okay. Again, I want you to know of the fabulous, and this was in Entertainment Weekly, as you know, what's hot, what's really hot, what's happening. It's Himalayan goji juice. Carl Lewis drinks it. 9-time Olympic gold medal winner. From the Himalayan mountains comes the goji. The world's number one nutritionist, Earl Mindell, says it's one of the most powerful anti-aging foods ever discovered. This goji berry, that it's the fruit that grows closest to the sun, high in the Himalayan mountains. It drinks the waters from the snow-capped mountains, and the people there live a long time. Not unusual to be living to 120. There's a documented case of a goji berry consumer living to over 250 years old. This is what's known in Asia, the goji berry, G-O-J-I. It means happy. And there are 34 reasons to enjoy goji. Let me work backwards. I won't give you all 34. I'll give you a few here. Number 34, it improves weakened digestion. It promotes cheerfulness. It is an antidepressant. You try living up in the Himalayan mountains and be cheerful all the time with weather like that. Come on, it's been a little chilly at night in the L.A. area lately, and I'm all depressed about that. Well, not as depressed as I would be. I'm drinking my goji. It helps chronic dry cough. It improves your memory and recall ability. It supports normal kidney function. It strengthens your muscles and bones. It improves fertility. It prevents morning sickness in the first trimester of pregnancy. It treats menopausal symptoms. It supports healthy liver functions. This is all goji berry juice. And all you have to do is drink this delicious juice. It kind of tastes like strawberry apple juice. It activates anti-inflammatory enzymes. It improves lymphatic count. It builds strong blood, enhancing production of red blood cells, white blood cells, and platelets, and treatment of bone marrow deficiency. I mean, is this not amazing? It inhibits tumor growth. It restores and repairs DNA, preventing mutations that can cause cancer. This is the goji berry. All documented. Find out about it. Go to the website. It's Go Vegan. And, you know, lots more reasons. And you can try it for 3 months. If you're unhappy with it, get a full refund. But definitely try it. Go to the website, govegan.freelife.com. So it's www.govegan.freelife.com. You can order your goji juice right there. Some people think that you have to become involved with the marketing and become a distributor. Well, you can if you want to turn the whole world on to what seems to be a really happening craze at the moment. It's only been happening over the centuries, too. They have a two-week festival in Asia devoted to the goji berry. So www.govegan.freelife.com. And also, if you're interested, call me at 818-623-6477. I'll make sure you get the information on Himalayan goji juice. Okay. And we continue on Go Vegan with Bob Linden. I went vegan 20 years ago. 33 years ago, I thought I was going vegetarian, but kept with the dairy and poultry and didn't realize that there were the same health risks, the same animal cruelty, the same animal killing, and the same environmental devastation. Okay, let us get into animal news and views. And sponsored by In Defense of Animals, IDAUSA.org, IDAUSA.org. And with all going on with the Olympics, IDA has been involved with the Ultimate Challenge. The Ultimate Challenge, having Eric Haar, a world-class athlete, involved in events all around the world. And you can participate as a member of the Ultimate Challenge in street races going on in your neighborhood, even. So get in touch with IDAUSA.org. Okay. Let's see what we got in the news here. Well, this comes from the New York Times, August 21st. It says, lethal strain of avian flu is reported found in pigs in China. So here's a real alarm for you from Hong Kong. It says a senior Chinese health official disclosed on Friday that her country had found a lethal strain of avian influenza among pigs at several farms, a discovery that could move the virus a step closer to becoming a potentially deadly problem for people. The discovery of the bird flu strain in pigs is alarming, health officials said, because scientists have long regarded pigs as an important conduit for new influenza strains to infect people. Chen Hualan, the chief of the China National Avian Influenza Reference Laboratory, made the disclosure at a World Health Organization conference in Beijing and confirmed it in a brief telephone interview on Friday, but declined to provide details. The report on the Abu Ghraib prison scandal just released, and unfortunately, dogs are a big part of it. The games people play. Well, MPs there, military police teams, are competing against each other using their dogs, or had been competing against each other. Well, who knows what goes on today, right? But had been competing against each other using their dogs to terrorize Iraqi adolescent boys. The goal of the game was to get those adolescents so scared that the team would be the first to make the boys lose control of their bodily functions, urinating, defecating. Doesn't seem like the right job for dogs, who's, you know, were usually based in affection. Okay, let me see here. What's this? I have this fur article that appeared in the LA Times magazine recently. And by the way, oh, everybody's upset with Cindy Crawford. I mean, a few years ago, Cindy Crawford took the pledge. She was anti-fur. You could see her wearing the, you know, the fur button with the slash through it, no fur. And now Cindy has gone back on her word. For shame, Cindy Crawford, with a lucrative contract with Black Gamma Furs. Peter is very upset, and Cindy Crawford's husband owns the Whiskey nightclub on Sunset Strip. It used to be called the Whiskey A Go-Go. I'm not quite sure if it's called the Whiskey or the Whiskey Bar right now. And Peter is planning a potential boycott of the Whiskey because of that. But, you know, you look in the LA Times, and here it has this warming trend is the headline, and it says, fur is everywhere this fall, but will LA's fashionistas accept it? And talks here saying, after a decade in which only the most stout of heart or tone deaf would risk provoking a faux bloodbath by wearing an authentic fur, the fashion world and the women who follow it are in a fuzzy frenzy. Fur has returned. Oh, this is a sad article, isn't it? In giant slashes of cobalt blue. See, they're making it in pastel color so it doesn't even look like the animal. And they're putting it as linings because some people are embarrassed by it, but they're happy to show, hey, baby, look how rich I am here. $40,000 lining I have here.
I just want to stay really quick.
What's that? Vijay? What? Yeah. Our activist friend Vijay on the microphone.
Just that Cindy Crawford.
Wait, is that mic on yet? Or? What?
Just that Cindy Crawford made a declaration, a written declaration with PETA to never wear fur again, and that's why PETA is definitely protesting her in this Black Gamma fur contract she just signed.
Okay. So we go back on our word and we go back on our ethics, and this is a lot of pages to this article, and it talks about, oh, Tommy Lee is being so fashionable now and he's getting a fur coat. And so apparently fur is in, compassion is out, and what can I tell you other than PETA has fired off a letter to the this is to the USDA, to Elizabeth Goldentire of the USDA. And this is a complaint concerning USDA-licensed Class B dealers Robin and Julie Outerkirk doing business as Six Oaks Chinchillas. Apparently they have found that they are doing some very painful killing of the chinchillas. against law. They're electrocuting them, but they're not electrocuting them properly, so it's turning out to be very painful. And I suggest that you go to the PETA website before you go to any of these fashionable fur salons for your pastel-looking, death skin. Before you put on a coat of blood, I recommend that you go to the PETA website to see what it takes for an animal to become fur, and see if you still want to go to that store and spend all your money to look like a fat, hairy animal. I don't know how fashionable it is. Looks kind of ugly to me, except on the original owner, and it usually doesn't come in cobalt blue or in those pastel colors. And then usually, along with the original owner, there is still some evidence of a heart still in place. Apparently, Tommy Lee missing his, or is that to just get his old ex-wife all upset with him? Huh? Look, Pam, I'm wearing fur. Okay, from Athens, Greece. Emily Caruso doesn't eat meat and has no interest in hunting. She's one of the world's best air rifle shooters, and she is unlikely, as it sounds, a member of the National Rifle Association, and the NRA sponsors the U.S. Olympic shooting team, and she's a vegan, and she's not into hunting. But she's a great shot. Okay. Australian gold medal winner Kathy Freeman recently posed in front of the Acropolis in Athens for a new ad campaign for PETA against the live export of Australian sheep. PETA has given the Australian government until October to stop the worst abuses of sheep in that country or face an international boycott of Australian wool. From the outback to the clothes rack, sheep raised for wool in Australia live miserable lives and die bloody deaths, says PETA President Ingrid Newkirk. Most people have no idea that sheep raised for wool are often mutilated and castrated without painkillers, then disposed of by being shipped thousands of miles on open-decked, multi-layered ships through all weather extremes, and eventually slaughtered while fully conscious. That's what goes into the making of wool, which is really bad. Actually, there's a website which is woolisbad.com, woolisbad.com. Well, it looks like Nancy Reagan isn't that happy with PETA now. This coming from Knight Ridder Newspapers, news service, Nancy Reagan to PETA, back off. Nancy Reagan and PETA are battling it out over the image of her late husband, reports MSNBC.com. People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals was planning to use Ronald Reagan's picture in a campaign promoting vegetarianism as a way to prevent Alzheimer's disease. The slogan was, "Win one for the Gipper." Read the ad. That's how the ad read, which showed a smiling photo of the 40th president. And then also in quotes, it said, "Animal fats double your risk of Alzheimer's," close quote. PETA President Ingrid Newkirk recently wrote to Nancy Reagan outlining the research that supports those conclusions. Quote, "We hope that you will be happy that we chose your husband's powerful image. We have purchased the photograph and used it most respectfully to capture people's attention," Newkirk wrote. Continuing the quote, "We realize that you are exceedingly busy, but if you could spare a few moments, this campaign would be helped significantly by a brief note of support from you." Nancy Reagan not only didn't send back a letter of support, I'm continuing to quote this news release, it says her people also fired off a cease and desist letter. Quote, "Discontinue any use of President Reagan's name, signature, quote, image, or likeness," came a missive from Kirby Elizabeth Hansen, director of business development for the Ronald Reagan Foundation. "You have no authority, license, or consent from President and Mrs. Reagan or their legal representatives or licensee for such use." So, with that, PETA, let's see here. Oh, I did wanted to mention the Dr. John McDougall said regarding the meat increasing the risk of Alzheimer's. A quote from him says, "Extensive evidence points to the rich Western diet as the fundamental cause of Alzheimer's disease. Worldwide, the incidence of Alzheimer's disease is more common among people who follow meat and dairy-centered diets than among those people who eat a more plant-based diet." So that's from Dr. John McDougall, McDougall Wellness Center. Now, in the wake of this controversy, what did they do? PETA asked the American public what it thought of the billboard campaign. And after reviewing the evidence that meat causes Alzheimer's, 73% said, yes, run the billboard. Many of those who want us to run the billboard also wrote to us. One man from North Carolina wrote, quote, "I just visited PETA's website and saw the Win One for the Gipper billboard and a related story. I voted yes. I emphatically urge you to place this billboard across America." I will understand that PETA may experience some resistance to the use of President Reagan's picture, and thus I'm taking the time to also let you know that many of us who have been affected by this horrific disease are cheering you on. So that's that controversy with PETA and Nancy Reagan. And got a little more time here. This coming from... let's see, this says here, "A change in diets may be necessary to enable developing countries to feed their people," says scientists. "Governments may have to persuade people to eat less meat because of increasing demands on water supplies," according to agricultural scientists investigating how the world can best feed itself. And this is coming from the Guardian newspaper. In the UK, it says governments may have to persuade people to eat less meat because of increasing demands on water. With about 840 million people in the world undernourished and a further 2 billion expected to be born within 20 years, finding water to grow food will be one of the greatest challenges facing governments. Okay, so it says here, Western diets, which depend largely on meat, are already putting great pressures on the environment. Meat eaters consume the equivalent of about 5,000 liters, or it says 1,100 gallons of water a day, compared to the 1,000 to 2,000 liters used by people on vegetarian diets in developing countries. All that water has to come from somewhere, it says there in The Guardian. So there you have meat eaters at 5,000 liters a day and vegans at 1,000 liters a day. Meat eaters, five times the water per day on that, okay? And then let's see here, looking at... okay, toxin warnings. Okay, so more toxin warnings about fish. This coming from CNN.com and the Associated Press. One of every three lakes in the United States and nearly one quarter of the nation's rivers contain enough pollution that people should limit or avoid eating fish caught there. Every state but Alaska and Wyoming issued fish advisories covering some and occasionally all of their lakes or rivers in 2003, according to a national database maintained by the Environmental Protection Agency and updated every year. Though the number of advisories rose to 3,094, up from 2,814. Anyway, these advisories are up. Dangerous fish everywhere. And look at this, farmed salmon have concerns, and this in a Washington Post article. What do you have to look out for in your farm salmon? Well, you have to look out for fire retardant. Yep. Farm salmon accumulate much higher levels of chemical flame retardants than wild salmon, according to a study published recently in the journal Environmental Science and Technology. Flame retardants known as PBDEs have come under increased scrutiny as their level in human blood has doubled over the past 5 years. They're similar in structure to PCBs, which are carcinogenic chemicals once used you know, in insulators and electrical equipment. Anyway, cancer concerns from farmed fish and flame retardant. You know, how do you get your daily requirement of flame retardant and mercury? Well, I just eat a little fish. I'm almost vegan, but I eat a little fish. You know, I don't eat red meat. You know, I eat all this other stuff. Well, I encourage you to go vegan, give up all animal products. Obviously, it's the American thing to do. If we had any political leadership, we would hear that from them right there, you know, at the Repub Oil Can National Convention going on. But that's not going to happen. So we have to take it upon ourselves, and each one of us can help save the world by going vegan. Thank you for listening, and we will talk to you next week.